This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Family members of some of the people killed in the shooting at King Soopers in Boulder are calling for more transparency from the Colorado Healing Fund. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The nonprofit Colorado Healing Fund collects money for victims of mass casualty crimes. Anita Bush is the founder of Victims First, a group formed to serve victims of such violence. She's among the advocates who want more detailed financial reports and audits.
All you're doing is re-victimizing families when you're not answering basic questions.
The fund's executive director says it posts adequate financial information online and they pass internal audits. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A Colorado man who helped other rioters drag a police officer during the January 6th insurrection was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. Jeffrey Sable ripped a baton from an officer's hands before pulling another officer into the crowd outside the Capitol. Sable will get credit for time already served, more than 3 years in jail since his arrest. The CU women's basketball team begins their March Madness run tonight. Former CU coach and Women's Basketball Hall of Famer Seal Berry says the team has the talent to go far in the tournament. Berry is looking to see if the Buffaloes come out hungry in their first game, the way they did against Oregon in the Pac-12 tournament.
They beat Oregon by 45 or 50 points. I mean, I would expect that they're going to be a little angry, not getting that number 4 seed and ready to go against Drake.
The CU women face Iowa's Drake University tonight at 5. They are the 5th seed in this year's women's tournament. The CU men's team plays Florida today. Colorado State is out of the running. They lost to Texas last night. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck steps down today, something short of the end of his 5th term in office. He didn't always vote with the rest of his party.
If you vote your conscience because you're true to yourself, I think you can always sleep well at night.
And we will hear more from the congressman a little bit later in this hour. It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado with highs back in the 60s along the Front Range and around Metro Denver. This is CPR News.